You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
And I'm Harold Mester. Welcome back. It's time to discuss the Department of Health and Human Services, which administers a variety of programs for both children and adults age 60 and younger in Milwaukee County. Now, these services include programs for individuals with physical or developmental disabilities, housing services, the countywide EMS, and youth delinquency, among others. Joining me in the WISN studio tonight, Supervisor Peggy West. She is the second vice chair of the county board and chairs the Health and Human Needs Committee. Also, Jerry Lyday, director of the Department of Health and Human Services. Ladies, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
So we want to talk about the many ways that Health and Human Services touches the lives of county residents, and either of you can feel free to jump in at any point. But, you know, we hear so much about the mental health complex, but there are so many other services that the Department of Health and Human Services provides. So I guess if you want to provide us tonight with a snapshot at some of the services that do benefit folks here.
I think I'd just like to start off by saying that you're absolutely correct. The Milwaukee County does so much more than just mental health. 70% of our budget is health and human needs every year. And so we take this very seriously. We provide some great safety net services for the people in Milwaukee County. And Jerry's department really does a great job of making sure that people within Milwaukee County, if they have a need, that it's met.
I think that there are a number of programs that folks don't readily see because they're the kind of services that unless you need them, you might not seek them out. One of those critical programs is a program that provides services for infants and toddlers, birth to three, our early intervention program for individuals who have developmental delays, and there is an attempt to prepare them to integrate into the public school system. It is available to families who identify that they have a young child that has a developmental delay in motor speech. Many of those individuals attend programs like Penfield, St. Francis Children's Center. It is regardless of income, but it is very critical in terms of preparedness for our young children into the school system. We also provide a variety of services for individuals with developmental and physical disabilities. We are currently looking at providing long-term support resources for them as an entrance into family care, which is a critical program that the county provides not only to individuals with disabilities, but to older individuals. We also provide a variety of alternative resources for young adults who are experiencing challenges in the delinquency and court services area. We've been very successful in providing alternatives to keep them from longer-term state institutional living types of options. And we've seen great success in working with the various law enforcement areas on those issues as well.
And Supervisor West, you had mentioned the budget for these programs, and within Department of Health and Human Services, and this is excluding mental health, in 2011, there's about $130 million budgeted for these services, and that's about 660 full-time employees working on these programs. Do you think that the county is doing a good job at getting the awareness out as far as these programs, or are there a number of individuals that we haven't hit that may not be aware of these services that might be able to benefit?
I think Director Lyday is absolutely correct. I think these are the kind of services that people aren't really made aware of until you need them. And so I think that's somewhat unfortunate, and that's something that we kind of struggle with, is how do we get all of this information out about these various different programs, which obviously would be of assistance to these individuals and to these families on a regular basis. Before you need those services, so that you're aware that they're there.
And a lot of progress has been made on family care.
Absolutely.
As far as have we eliminated the waiting list, or have we shortened it?
No, that is still a challenge. There is not a waiting list for older persons, but there continues to be a waiting list of over 2,000 individuals for young individuals with developmental and physical disabilities. We are also very concerned with the state budget and how that might impact family care. If we aren't allowed to continue to take individuals off of the waiting list, that waiting list will grow, and we will see more and more individuals who are not getting the services that they need on a long-term basis. One other area I just like to mention is our housing resources. I know that Supervisor West was very instrumental, involved in supporting special needs housing to expand housing resources for persons with mental illness in our community, as well as being a link to many of the homeless shelters, the domestic violence shelters, family shelters. So we are very involved and connected in providing resources, be it food or shelter, for individuals that find themselves in a homeless situation.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wanted to highlight that. I know Supervisor West, you've been one of the supervisors leading the effort to create quality, affordable housing for people with mental disabilities. And I think we've added several hundred units just in the last few years, right?
We have. I think within the last 4 years, the county has been involved in somewhere around 8 different housing projects. And in fact, this year, I have a number of them going in my district, where we either have expanded existing facilities, or like in the case of Johnston's clinic on Wind Lake, we actually added Mercy Housing, came in from Chicago, Illinois. They have an excellent track record, and we've actually added assisted living. They have 24 hours, supervision in that facility, and it's just an awesome experience. They're able to move people, you know, in some cases directly from BHD into their own, into their own apartment. So it's been very exciting, and we've had some great partners, like on the south side, Hope House partners with us to run that particular project, the Johnson's Clinic project. So yeah, we definitely have made great strides to do that.
Yes, I think we've added about 300 new actual living arrangements for individuals since that initiative began. So it is very critical, not only for individuals, as we see, as Supervisor West indicated, from the Behavioral Health Division, but also supporting families who have children, as well as individuals that are homeless. It has been a very, very successful initiative.
We're here with Supervisor West and Jerry Lyday, the director of the Department of Health and Human Services. You mentioned partners, Supervisor, and another great partner we have is Wraparound, and I know they lease a portion of our mental health complex, and they recently received some national recognition, and this will be a great time to share that with our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Wraparound Milwaukee has been a successful managed care option available to families who have challenges with young adults who might have mental health issues. We recently received a Harvard Award for that model. It has also been very successful in working with MPS, as well as our delinquency and court services area. We are very proud of those accomplishments.
Wraparound is just definitely an amazing program. It's what you would call holistic care. Because they definitely work with everyone in the family to make sure that everybody's needs are met, and to really to try to acclimate that child back into the home, which is what our desire is always, to make sure that children, you know, are at home with their family. So they have mentors, they have psychologists, they have therapists, they have go to family therapy. It's just they have amazing caseworkers, and when you talk about intensive case management, that's what these individuals do. So I really can't say enough about the amazing job that they do, because they really are kind of part of the family there for a while, and it shows with the national recognition that, you know, Wraparound is really an awesome program.
And another partner we have at the mental health complex is St. Charles, and I wanted to mention them here because they provided some great assistance for the State of the County speech that County Executive Holloway gave in January. They were fabulous. In fact, I believe the speech was given in space that they lease from the county. So I wanted to mention them as well. But we have a few minutes left here. Are there some other things going on within the department that you wanted to highlight on the program tonight?
I would just like to say that you know, I think the Department of Health and Human Services has been the safety net for many of the individuals in this community, and many of the programs, as we highlighted before, are not ones that, unless you need us, do you really know that we're there. But I think they're vital to this community, and I think our major focus and concern is going to be on the state budget as to how many of those services we may have to reduce, which would certainly, I think, be a travesty for this community. And I would like for the community to, you know, continue to watch the budget, and we're going to be hopeful that it won't have such an impact on us that we will see, you know, it kind of spread out in the community and affect those that need service.
Yeah, I mean, we heard from Supervisor Schmidt and Thomas in the first segment, there are some extremely difficult choices that are going to have to be made in the months and years to come. So, you know, I'm sure that you know, through your department, Jerry, and the county board is going to be as creative as it possibly can in getting through the challenges that lie ahead. So, well, we have just a couple minutes left. Supervisor West, I did want to extend an opportunity for you to discuss our first ever open house that's going on at the courthouse. So that's coming up on March 31st. And can you tell me how the idea came up for this?
I just have always thought that, you know, the citizens in Milwaukee County, given the opportunity, would really love to come down to the courthouse and take a look at what it is that we do. And there have been a lot of conversations lately about the need for county government and whether it's needed, the role that county supervisors play with their constituencies and what exactly Milwaukee County does. And so I thought that it would be a great opportunity for us to have an open house so that people can come down to the courthouse. We will have all of the departments that are not housed within the courthouse on a second floor, so people can walk around and talk to those departments.
Health and Human Needs going to be there?
Absolutely.
All right. In full force. See, that's the right answer right there.
In full bells on.
Yes. We'll actually have a couple of county departments that are so large that they need more than one table, and Health and Human Needs is definitely one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just going to be a great opportunity, again, for people to come down to the courthouse and really see all of the ways that Milwaukee County touches your life every day. And I think there's you know, a lot of times when people don't realize that they're receiving a county service, like when the highway gets plowed, or, you know, if you have to have some type of interaction with the medical examiner or the district attorney's office, you know, those are all services that Milwaukee County helps to provide the court system. When you're on jury duty, you know, you're in our house and we take care of you. And so just to kind of, you know, put ourselves out there and say, this is who we are and this is what we do. So we'll have tours. We will have refreshments. We'll have tours of not only the entire courthouse, but we'll have tours of the Milwaukee County Board Chambers. The County Board Supervisors are participating. So most of them, if not all of them, will be there that day, at least for some period of time. So you can, you know, talk to them. We're going to have some great raffle prizes. And you can just come on down and take a look and see what Milwaukee County provides for you.
That's great. Well, and thank you for providing the impetus for this and moving it forward. And mm-hmm. You're the chair of the planning committee, and I've enjoyed helping to put this together. It's March 31st from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. So it's all day. People can come and go as they please, and it's a free event. So we're hoping to get a lot of folks down here for this. So.
We are. We actually, it's exciting because we're getting calls now from schools who are bringing groups in, and the senior centers are bringing groups in. So if you have a group, that's ideal. And we're really looking forward to seeing you, and we're more than happy to try to accommodate you.
Okay, great. Well, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully some folks listening to the program tonight are able to make it down. So I want to thank Director Lyday and Supervisor West for your time tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for having us.
And we'll be back with Supervisor Jerry Broderick and Eloisa Gomez from UW Extension. You're listening to the March 6th edition of Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.